To my mind, the signature song about longing for Texas is this one.
I wanna go home with the armadillo. Good country music from Amarillo and Abilene.
That's London Homesick Blues, sung by Jerry Jeff Walker and written by Gary P. Nunn. But there are dozens of songs that make Texpatriates, Texans forced to live outside of Texas a while, a little misty-eyed. Here's George Strait.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on.
And what Texan isn't moved by these immortal words?
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys.
The theme of Texas homesickness is a common theme in our music, our folklore, and our literature. Did you ever hear the story about the Montana cowboy who died and went to heaven? St. Peter was giving him a tour when the Montanan looked up to see a bunch of cowboys in jail, struggling to get out. The Montanan said to St. Peter, "I'm a little surprised to see a jail in heaven." St. Peter said, "Oh, that's not a jail. That's the Texas Detention Center." Montanan said, "Oh, I understand. I did some droving with those old boys. When they get to a new town, they can tear it up." "That's not the problem," said St. Peter. "The problem is they get so homesick, they keep trying to sneak out the pearly gates to go back to Texas. So we have to keep them locked up a while till they learn to like it here." We find the theme in Larry McMurtry's work, too. In his little masterpiece of a novel, All My Friends Are Going to Be Strangers, the central character, Danny Deck, is leaving Texas for the first time in his life. He is driving just west of El Paso and about to cross the border when he says, "It was strange leaving Texas. It was all behind me, north to south. Not lying there exactly, but more like looming there over the car. Some genie, some god, towering over the road. I really felt it. I had left without asking permission or earning my freedom. Texas let me go, ominously quiet. It hadn't gone away. It was there behind me." When he returned to Texas after several months, Danny realized what many a traveler has realized, that there is no place like home. He says, "It was the sky that was Texas, the sky that welcomed me back. The sky was what I had been missing, and seeing it again in its morning brightness made me realize suddenly why I hadn't been myself for many months. It had such depth, such spaciousness, and such incredible compass. It took so much in and circled one with such a tremendous, generous space that it was impossible not to feel more intensely with it above you." Reminds me of what my brother Redneck Dave once told me. He said, "I reckon everybody everywhere misses their home, but if there was a way to measure the mightiness of missing, I'd bet you big the Texans would come out pretty much on top." I can't argue with that. I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Bluebirds singing a song, nothing but blue skies from now on.